His interview for the British Hindu Oral History Project, it's the 9th of May, and we're speaking to...
Ramana, Venkata Ramana.
Okay, first we're just going to go for the background questions. Where are your parents from?
They're from India. They're from Hyderabad, India.
Hyderabad, I've been there. Whereabouts exactly? Do you know what village, or was it in a...
From proper Hyderabad city.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay. Was your mum and your dad from there? Your mother and your father from there?
But my parents were married.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And were you born there?
I was also born in Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
It was
1969.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up there as well, I think.
Yes, all my childhood was in Hyderabad only.
Mm-hmm. And you went to school there?
I have been there,
yeah.
To school in Hyderabad.
So what age did you finish studying, or did you go to college?
I'd been to college.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my master's and my bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
So that was till the age of 21.
Mm.
So from the age of 22, I'm working.
Mm. And when you finished your schooling and also college, you went straight into a job.
Yes.
When you were, did you have any sort of siblings, any brothers or sisters?
I have a brother and a sister, both are younger to me.
Mm-hmm. Both younger?
Yeah, both younger.
And are they still?
Both of them are doing well there.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, both of them have got married and have kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still live in Hyderabad?
Yeah, well, both. They still live in Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm. So your first job, what was it?
Yeah, I was working into service. My first one was servicing of industrial boilers.
Yeah.
I was into service for a couple of years.
And how about your father? Was he?
My father was. He was also working in a government sector.
Oh,
firm. He was working.
Mm-hmm. And what was your father's name? Sorry.
He's Sri Narahari.
Mm-hmm.
Narahari, but he passed away 9 months ago.
Did it?
So this 22nd of this month will be 9 months full.
Since
yeah.
Did you go back for his?
Yeah, I missed the funeral, but I did go for the 5th day and the 10th day one. Yeah.
Mm. And your mother's name was?
Indira Devi.
Mm.
Indira Devi.
And just basically your schooling and then you're into your college days and then into your first working days. Is there any sort of memories that you'd like to share, anything that stuck out, you know, at that time?
In school?
Yeah, in school, or what was that like, you know, going to school like that? Was that an Indian school, or was it like a traditional middle?
It was an Indian school. It
mm.
was in Hyderabad.
Mm.
My father was working for Hindustan Aeronautics Limited,
yeah.
And the township, the management of the industry, the firm,
oh, yeah.
They themselves have, for the welfare of the children of the employees, they have brought up a school.
So
we worked, we studied for till first class in that school.
Mm.
Then later on, I went to a Christian church in the city because our school was not so big.
Yeah.
So big, but again, this was developed to high school.
Yeah.
So then I came back, and that's it. All my schooling was in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you spent how many years working then before you left?
I left India.
Mm.
So I started working since January 91. So, and I left India February 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So almost about 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah, worked in India.
What was the reason for leaving India?
So we had a very bad episode for industry.
Mm.
We
oh,
had
really?
Yeah,
mm.
we had the Harshad Mehta security scam had come up.
Yeah.
So since then there is not much growth, industrial growth
mm.
in India and in Hyderabad as well.
Mm-hmm.
There were not enough projects, and I was in marketing when this happened.
Mm.
So,
so
my salaries were coming up for 60 days or 90 days. Once in 90 days I used to get my salary, once in 45 days or
mm-hmm.
it was not definite when I'm
yeah.
going to get my salary. It was very vague. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on I quit my job and started learning some software programming.
Mm.
Then since August 98
mm-hmm.
I'm into software programming, and then
mm-hmm.
since 98 I've been working in software, and then 2002 February I've come on a software job to India, into UK.
UK. Okay, so obviously you got married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you get married?
I got married in August 98, I think. Nice. Yeah.
And how did you meet?
It was an arranged marriage. My parents picked up Gayatri. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was from Hyderabad, or?
She was from Hyderabad. We have Hyderabad is, in sense, when the world looks at Hyderabad, it looks at Hyderabad only.
Yeah.
But Hyderabad, when we say Hyderabad, that consists of two parts, Hyderabad and Secunderabad. It's
yeah.
like you have an old city and new city.
Yeah,
Hyderabad
right.
is the new city.
I have actually
city.
Been to Hyderabad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
yeah. So
I
she's,
I can't remember much about it.
Yeah, she comes from Secunderabad,
mm.
but which is in Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm. And so is that the older part then?
Secunderabad is the newer part.
Oh, the newer part.
Newer
right.
part,
right.
yeah.
And did she come over with you at the same time?
No, I came in February 2002, then she followed me in May 2002.
Mm. And what was sort of your first thoughts when you came over? Did you have a job straight to come to straight away?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who was that for then?
Sorry?
Who was that for, that job?
It was for Ecom Technologies.
All right.
Ecom Technologies. I came to London,
mm.
but then that job was not as much promising
mm.
as it was when
yeah.
I was at Hyderabad.
Mm.
And then later on, I went to Glasgow
mm.
in search of a job, and then I settled down in the job in Glasgow. Since then, I'm in Glasgow.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you live in Glasgow?
I'm in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Glasgow.
So when you first came over, what time what do you say? Did you say it was May? No, what was it?
February 2002.
Mm-hmm. What was your first thoughts when you came over? You know, sort of like of the climate of.
I thought I will, but it will be a very nice experience working
yeah.
here.
Mm.
Yeah. And of course, we'll be making some money as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
Did you find it a little bit daunting? You know, the because you know when you came over, did you come over on your own or?
Sorry.
Did you come over on your own, or did you have people? Did you know people over here already?
Yeah, but my consultant was he was the one who processed my work permit here.
All
so
right. That's good.
So I've come to his place.
Mm.
Then, yeah.
And did you fly into London?
Yes.
So what was your first, you went straight into a job?
Mm-hmm.
You?
Yeah.
What about sort of any difficulties you might have found when you first came over? Was there much?
Difficulties was finding a good accommodation
mm.
and the weather
mm.
because I came in February.
Mm.
Mm, and particularly Glasgow is known for its surprising weather.
Yeah.
And I don't know to cook well, so
yeah.
I had problems of having good food.
Mm.
I put down a lot of weight.
Did you?
So, yeah. So then later she came, and then
yeah,
then when she came, then all I picked up.
So what about socializing in and around, did you go to any temples? when you first came, or?
Yes, we have a Hindu temple in Glasgow.
Is it the Hindu Mandir?
The Hindu Mandir.
Yeah,
the Hindu Mandir in La Bella Place.
Yeah, I've been there.
We, and not only that, we also go to, not very frequently, but not very regularly, but we also go to a church in Hamilton. So the Evangelical Church in Hamilton.
Yeah.
So.
So did you experience any racism while you were here at all?
Community, no.
No.
No, there are people good and bad, but I don't say that is racism. But when we go to the church, the people are very nice over there. People are really very nice. But on the road, I don't know. People misbehave, that is not racism, but we did not have any problem, any kind of problems.
Yeah. So have you been back at all to India, to Hyderabad?
Last August I went when my dad passed away.
Yes, that's the,
so
that's
the
first time you've been
back. That's the first time I've been back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have any other family members over here now?
That's me and my wife Gayatri here, and
you don't have any children, is it?
No, do not yet. Yeah.
You leave it off.
Yeah.
Just a little bit on religious practices. So, your family to begin with, were they religious at all?
They are very religious, very religious. Yeah, and that's from there only I have picked up.
Yeah,
my bit of faith.
Is there any sort of traditions that you carried on from your family then, like in particular, or maybe like in regards to like a family guru or your family nurture at all or anything like that?
We have since I don't know how when it started, but since I started recognizing things around me, I know that mom used to take. We used, Saturday was a special day for us because mom used to cook different kinds of food for prasad. We used to have a prayer at home, and as well we used to go to a Hanuman Mandir just in the vicinity of our home. So Saturday was very special for us, so even now we continue the same. Saturday is our prayer day. Mostly we do pray every day, every morning and every evening. We light the lamps every morning and every evening. I say my prayers in the morning, and on Saturday it will be a longer prayer. Like Saturday we clean all the photographs we have, we clean all the vigrahas we have, the yantras we have, and then we perform some kumkum abhishek, what you call it, kumkum archana.
What about like a family guru? Did your father have a particular guru or swami that he used to follow?
Dad was very religious, but he was against the gurus since his last, this one. But a couple of years ago, he started finding some interest. He was interested in gurus, and he was also going to a satsang. He was also, but I was here.
Yeah,
that is the last 2 years. He was very, very much involved in satsangs.
How about you? Do you have a guru or?
It is a guru in the sense I don't have somebody who has given me a mantra to jap.
Yeah.
Or to something, but have got some people who I've got some personalities, like whose principles I like them, and so, and we have come up with their help.
This is kind of like a bit of a broad question, but like, what makes you a Hindu? Would you say, would it be those principles, or what is the thing that makes you a Hindu?
I am born into this religion. I am born into this religion, so I am a Hindu. Yeah, that's me. Then
So what values are important to you? Any values that you think which are important to you?
That is the most important one for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Values have got a lot to do with me. So
what would your values be then? I mean, as opposed to...
The biggest one will be I never harm people at all.
Mm.
Never harm people. Not even for my own benefit. No.
Mm. Do you believe in karma or also reincarnation?
Sorry?
Like karma? And also, do you believe in reincarnation? Reincarnation, like rebirth.
Yes. Yeah, I believe.
How do you feel, how does that actually have any, have you ever had, you know, how does that manifest itself? You know, you might believe in it, but how do you feel that it is applicable to you, you know, how, in what sort of way?
How it is applicable to me?
Mm.
It's a difficult question to
it
answer.
Is.
Yeah. Say, I experience so many things. You say, I do something, but do not get a result.
Yeah.
You do the same thing.
Mm.
But
yeah.
We both are doing the same thing.
Mm.
At the same, very simultaneously. And everything, all parameters are the same.
Yeah.
But still, effects for you, the results you find are different from the results I find.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel that there is something different, that not only all the parameters or the physical parameters which if we match them, but still there is something which differs.
Mm.
And that's the reason you have a different life and I have a different life.
Yeah. So what would you say happens to you when you die? Sort of a broad question as well.
I will take another new body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you feel the goal is though?
The goal is to come out of this chain.
Mm.
I know sometime I will come down, come off.
Mm.
Maybe thousands of years after.
Mm.
Thousands of births after. Yeah. But the goal is to come off.
Mm.
Come off the cycle.
And but where do you go? Where do you feel
into
like
that
the
big soul?
Mm-hmm.
The supreme one.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's important for Hindus to do charity work? Would you say?
Uh-huh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Mm. Suppose it is, say sometimes it is, you have to do it because you don't know what you have done in the last life.
Mm.
And sometimes tomorrow you might need some help from somebody.
Mm.
You might need, but if you do not help today, the Lord will not give some way for help to you. If you help, you don't know me, I don't know you.
Mm.
Today if I help you, you need some help from me, a small one, whatever maybe. You might need a pen to write and I give it to you. Tomorrow I might need a small needle, but somebody else will come and give it to me.
Mm.
Not only from yourself. I might not see you again throughout my life.
Yeah.
But the help will come from
another
place, from another source. And we might have troubled somebody in the last life, so we have to cover up.
Little bit of a strange question, but have you ever had any sort of spiritual experience at all, or any sort of religious experience?
Can you be more specific? What means religious experience?
Any sort of experience with regard to your religious practices? Any sort of you might have done something and had sort of reap the benefit of it, or maybe had sort of an experience on one-to-one with maybe in sort of a temple environment, or any sort of experience you ever had like that?
No. we have been temples and all, we feel very happy. We feel like we're very much this one, but we've not seen anything supernatural. So
This is a little section, this is one of the last sections here. It's on Hindus today. This is not just Hindus in this country, but you could also say Hindus in India as well. Would you say you, for a start with, are more religious today than you were when you were younger, or do you think it's the same?
I am more religious, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
Yeah. I'm building up every day.
So the older you get, the more you take it seriously.
Yeah. We had earlier, we used to pray, we used to recite the verses without knowing the meanings, without knowing that it will really affect. You start making a lot of noise. And that's the chair.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So, earlier we, now we know what has to go. So every day we learn something and we're becoming more and more.
What about generally, do you think people are more or less religious?
It's again a different. No, to speak about a very common person, a very common personality.
Yeah.
People are very religious, but the true concept of being religious is lost. They're religious for benefits, like the material benefits.
Yeah.
They're mostly for the material benefits, but that I still call it they are religious. But that is a good thing to start.
Yeah, it is definitely.
It is definitely a good, but and slowly the God will let them learn what is the true religion.
Mm.
Let them learn, but so that is the difference. They are religious, but that's a materialistic approach to religion.
Mm. What about the younger people, the youth? Would you say that they're more religious nowadays, or more or less? Would you say also, not just in India, but also in this country? What would you say the younger population?
To be frank, I've not seen much of younger population, but the when I know my friends of my brother, friends of my sister, and down, I've got my brother-in-law, they are not so religious. Yeah,
the younger ones.
Yeah, the younger ones. They're still, and that's fair enough for them because they're still not into the life. They're still jovial and they're.
Yeah.
They've got no burdens at all, no responsibilities, so maybe.
Do you think it's important important for the younger one to learn their mother tongue? Because in this country there's a lot that don't.
It is. It is important. They have to.
Mm-hmm. What would be the benefit of learning your mother tongue or keeping that tradition up? What would be the benefit of it?
Benefit is, if I have a child tomorrow, he has to speak in Telugu, or my mom will miss talking to him.
Mm. There won't be that close connection.
Yes, and I can tell him many things in English, but maybe some things I cannot tell him in English, which has to be told only in Telugu. So when you translate something word to word completely, I cannot carry the total meaning. If you learn, suppose we have so many works done in Sanskrit, Adi Shankaracharya has written so many things, and so many other scholars have written comments on his works. But if you learn Sanskrit, and read and understand, the thing you pick up from that will be much more tastier than what you learn from the translated works.
Okay. caste system, would you say that's more or less important today? Or it, does it even apply today? Also in India and also, yeah.
Yeah, it is a very sad sight that people are still caste conscious.
Mm.
But it has to be wiped away.
Mm.
Yes, it has to be wiped away.
So do you think it's not applicable in this sort of age?
No, now? Religion is no way concerned with caste.
Mm. So, how would you define yourself? Because you live in, you're settled. Are you settled here now?
I'm working and I'm also getting an extension for my work permit for another couple of years. So,
So where do you see yourself in the future then? I mean, do you feel like you'd want to go home, or do you start to feel homesick at all?
No, I'm not homesick. I do miss my mom, but I make it. I'm very keen in talking to mom every now and then, and we talk very regularly on we call my mom on Saturdays and we call my in-laws on Sundays to keep in touch and but I miss her, but I am not homesick and here I'm happy. Here I'm really happy.
So how would you define yourself as you know, you live here now, but do you still, are you like, would you say you're an Indian or a Hindu or a British Hindu?
I am legally on an Indian visa just now.
Mm-hmm.
So an Indian passport, but a British visa to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want to
I just wonder kind of like what you thought about it. I mean, do you feel
I didn't get the question right. I'm sorry.
Because a lot of the people we ask have lived here for quite a long time, so it's kind of a bit of a broad question, because a lot of them were born in Africa and they moved over here when they're really young, so they don't actually have much of a connection. Because even their father lived in Africa, you know, maybe in Kenya their whole life even. So, and then they moved here when they're so young. So they don't, people say, what are you? And they say, well, are you an Indian? And they're saying, well, no, because, you know, they've never even been there. So we always ask this question, is just basically to categorize yourself, sort of a self, you know, so.
No, it is, and I will be a Hindu, nice, good Hindu. The thing is, and I will not be away from my country, but just now I am not going very frequently because I don't have enough money to do so.
Yeah.
So, but later on, after 5 years or so, when my earnings increase, and then I will keep in touch with my culture, and that is what I intend to. Every year or every 2 years, I will be going to India to keep up the relations and all.
Okay. Where do you see as home?
Sorry.
Where do you see as home at the moment? You know, where do you see as your permanent home, or do you not have one at all?
I don't have a home just now, but you mean the property I'm going to?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, for me,
okay,
I might
do
be
you
bored.
Settle down? Okay.
Yeah, where do you feel, or do you not know yet? You just still.
No, I think I will make up my home in UK itself. Yeah, UK. Maybe. May not be in Glasgow, maybe in Newcastle.
Mm.
Maybe in Newcastle, but I'm in UK always. Yeah.
Finally, do you have anything else you'd like to add, or any final thoughts or messages for anybody who might be listening later on or reading?
Any
final thought or message that for anybody who might be reading this later on or listening to this later on?
Final message would be for
That's a difficult one, isn't it?
It's a very difficult one.
Doesn't really.
People should, they may or may not help their fellow human beings, but they should not harm.
Yeah.
It's up to them. They may or may not help, but they should never in any circumstances, they should never harm others.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to be religious.
Yeah.